Bips told me it had had an offer from one unnamed bank earlier this year for 5% for 3 month money. That, of course, would be a premium rate. But whether it's worth the hassle of the auction websites, and indeed, especially whether it's worth actually paying a subscription, I think, is another matter.
Indeed. Well, thanks very much for that, Steve. And you can read more about the best rates from the high street and those auction sites in Steve's article in FT Money with this weekend's FT and online at ft.com/money. And if you've got a question about your savings, do just email us at money@ft.com. Still to come, should you look further east than Norwich for a better mortgage deal? First, though, property investments. As you look forward to several hours of sitting in summer traffic jams on the way to the British seaside to enjoy your recession-induced staycation, you might consider buying your own coastal hideaway. But where you buy can make all the difference to the price and the expected resale value, according to research from Savills. In some exclusive areas, the price goes up the nearer you get to the sea, but in others, being able to stroll along the prom is a definite dampener on the price. So what is it that makes all the difference? Well, Charlene and Lucien have been doing a bit of beach combing this week. Charlene, what have you discovered?
Well, it seems that there's this huge disparity between coastal resorts, which is probably not much of a surprise to anyone. You've got the very sort of run-down old seaside towns that you might have been dragged to as a child and wouldn't really like to return to. On the other hand, you've got these incredibly upmarket and exclusive resorts down in the West Country, particularly around the Cornish coast and the Devon coast, that are really just on a par with some of the very wealthiest parts of London. And in those, there is an incredible premium for having an ocean view. So, but Lucien has